So if anybody's wondering, I'm pretty much not going to have any kind of social media accounts because I don't know who I'm talking to be honest with you. I don't know if I'm talking to a Jezebel, a Delilah, a reprobate. I don't know who I'm talking to. And when they friend you, and then they have a friend who has a friend who has a friend who's ridiculous, the doctrines of demons, doctrines of devil, Babylon, the world, the flesh, for life, you're being attacked by proxy. I don't support your lifestyle. I don't support your beliefs. I don't support your false teachings. Zilch. Zero. So I'm going to have my website. People find it, they find it. They don't, they don't. But I'm not going to let Facebook try to project something onto me or any of that stuff. They're not going to project a false identity onto me. That's not who I am. And they're not going to project fake friends. See, it's just like a catfish girlfriend online. Just like you can have a catfish girlfriend, you're going to have catfish friends. It's insanity. I mean, it's really insane. It's total insanity. I'm not going to commune with devils. And how do you know who's the devil or not? You don't. You don't. The only way you're able to tell who's the devil and not is you see them face to face and you talk to them, and their words and their actions and their life's going to reveal their heart. Otherwise, you don't know. You just don't know. I think we're to the point now in this culture that God is withdrawing. If people want to reject the truth, God is withdrawing from them. I used to see churches on every corner now. It seems like they're going away. The truth is withdrawing from the masses. The masses spit on the cross, spit on the truth, spit on what's right, the righteousness. They spit on the truth. And God ain't putting up with it no more. You know? I really believe you. When you reject God, a nation rejects God, the masses, then God's going to let you have your consequences. And I know that's Bible, but I'm saying I actually am actually seeing it happen. I'm actually seeing it happen. You can see it. You can actually see it with your own eyes. Facebook, Google, Yahoo, they're all on the agenda to pervert reality and twist reality and call good evil and evil good. The whole thing is upside down. And I ain't got time for it. I'm done, to be honest with you. I was done in the real world with foolish neighbors, put a boundary up with, and now I'm done with online. It was actually a proxy. I used online as a proxy to see what's really going on, because online is no different. And these people want you to support their lifestyle, or their false doctrines or false teachings. They want you to support that. It ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna be a part of supporting somebody's lies and fake reality and delusions in any way, shape, or form. I'm not gonna give them the recognition that they're okay. I'm not. I'm not gonna give them any kind of inkling that I think that what they're doing is okay. I'm not gonna do it. And so by not being friends on social media, people you don't know, I'm removing that support. Just like God has removed the truth from people who reject the truth, I'm removing any kind of acknowledging that they even exist. because they reject the truth and they're in delusion. They don't exist to me. False teachings, false doctrines, doctrines of demons, doctrines, they don't exist in my world. I don't have anything to do with them. They don't know me, I don't know them. I'm not going to commune with devils. And you don't know who you're communing with. You really can't talk to them, really. You don't know who they are, or what they are. It comes down to this. As you get whole, as you see through this thing, you don't want to connect with unholy people. You don't want to yoke with unholy. You don't want to yoke with devils. You don't want to yoke with demons. You don't want to yoke with liars and prostitutes and pimps and total insanity. You don't want to yoke with it. And you can't, you know, what I proved by being online is no matter how much truth you give them, the devils are still going to be devils. And they're not going to get, they're not going to do right. They can only pull you down if you were let them. And they're at every angle. They're at every door. They're at every window. They're always trying to get in some way with some kind of twisted, perverted, weird, false reality, fake reality, flesh mind, demonic influence of some kind. These are devils. I'm telling you, they're devils. They're devils. And I'm not going to be... See, you reap what you sow. And it's going to bounce back at them. And it's going to hit them hard. And I'm not going to get in the middle of it. It's going to hit some people hard. When God removes the truth, for whatever reason, and or however He does it, when God removes some deep truth, do you not think that there's a reason God is removing the truth? There's a reason.